was essentially interrogated with two forms of question, one trying to accuse him of Beelzebub and seeking information from him or an admission from him that their assertion was true. The others sought a sign from the Lord, but their sign was always on an earthly level because they saw in the power of the Messiah someone whom they wished to bring about their kingdom. And so today our Lord essentially answers both arguments, for indeed those who sought the sign would truly receive the sign and the final sign that had gone unfilled. For if the Lord had left everything done that he had did and did not fulfill the sign of Jonah, then all would have been lost and all hope to humanity, for it would not have been this Messiah. For in the sign of Jonah, that is, in its fulfillment, the resurrection of our Lord from his death, he fulfills the sign of Jonah and indeed conquers the kingdom of death for all eternity. For now it can truly be said that death no longer has any sting, because Christ in his resurrection has overcome the sting of death and conquered that weapon of Satan that had destroyed cultures and people from the fall of our first parents. And so we see in the fulfillment of this final sign the very basis of our hope. For if we do not believe in the resurrection, true hope cannot reign in our souls, and we will not seek to imitate the Queen of Sheba, for she symbolizes the Gentile peoples who would come to hear the wisdom of Solomon, or more rather, the fulfillment of whom Solomon foretold, Christ himself, and hence they would seek from Holy Mother Church the wisdom of God himself. And also they would seek that preaching, that teaching of Holy Mother Church, for it was the teaching of the one who truly rose from the dead, and so buoys all of us up with a true hope that we too can overcome death if we persevere in the wisdom and teachings of Holy Mother Church, for they are the wisdom and teachings of her founder, and hence they are the wisdom and teaching of Christ, who alone has conquered death. And so let us go forward with a firm hope, for we believe in that sign by which the Lord would answer all questions and show himself truly, not only to be the Son of Man, but to be the Son of God, for it would be impossible for anyone to rise from the dead under his own powers unless he was true God. And so our Lord shows himself in the resurrection to be true God and true man, and he does something that not even the demons can imitate, for no one can raise themselves from the dead unless he be God. And so our Lord answers both questions by showing in his resurrection that he is the one foretold from the fall of our first parents, but also that is the Redeemer to come into the world. But more importantly, he also shows that he is the one whom alone exists, the I Am spoken to Moses, from whom alone all things have their existence and who alone can sustain all things. And so let us be sustained by one of those principal doctrines of our faith by which we truly believe that Christ has risen from the dead and in so doing has conquered the kingdom of wrath, the kingdom of Satan, and has established the kingdom of mercy and the way to heaven. Let us persevere in that hope, knowing that Christ has conquered all things in his resurrection and indeed has even conquered the souls of all men if they only allow themselves to be formed by the grace of God, enter into the mystery, and ultimately they will receive that reward which the Lord had promised, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. And so, in following the wisdom and teaching of the Church, we follow the wisdom of Christ, and we follow it beyond the shores of this life to the very shores of eternal life, where we will enjoy our good God together for all eternity.
Christus.